This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at worldsweeper.com, and I'm speaking with Leroy Stotler, who is the president and owner of Three Rivers Power Sweep, located in the Pittsburgh area. And Three Rivers Power Sweep has been chosen to be the worldsweeper.com contractor of the month for May 2009. So congratulations, Leroy, on that.
Thank you very much, Ranger. We appreciate it.
You bet. It's an honor well deserved. Tell me a little bit about how you got started. Now, you and I have met at a trade show or two, but for many years I have been around your mom and your aunt, who previously owned and ran the company, and that's Linda Smith and Kathy Stotler, which a lot of folks who go to the National Pavement Expo will know for their participation there. Tell me a little about how the business got started and when that occurred, if you would.
Sure. The business originally was started when my grandfather purchased a couple contracts and an old sweeper about 30-plus years ago from a refuse company. From that, he gained some clients, brought his son on board, and then eventually my mom and my aunt both joined the business, specifically doing parking lot sweeping. So that would have been about 25 years ago that my aunt and my mom both got involved in the business and shortly after purchased the sweeping part of that business from my grandfather.
Is that when it became Three Rivers Power Sweep?
Yes, it became Three Rivers Power Sweep about 25 years ago, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how time travels. So you're involved in a lot of things besides sweeping. I think you mentioned you have seven sweepers. You do both parking lots and construction sweeping, and I don't know if you do street sweeping as well out of that.
We do, actually. Mm-hmm. We do municipal sweeping for small boroughs, and so obviously that's streets. We do industrial sweeping, a lot of plant sweeping, trying to keep folks in compliance. For runoff, and they do a lot of water testing, and when if they have plants like coal plants and things like that. So we do a lot of regular sweeping for industrial, as well as I would say some of our core business then would be your commercial sweeping for parking lots and malls and things like that. So we do the gambit of sweeping.
How has that increased that regulatory under the Clean Water Act, Clean Air Act? I know that those different types of organizations now are required to have a stormwater runoff permit, and as part of phase one or phase two. How much has that changed the face of sweeping in those kinds of organizations? Are they really keen on meeting those compliance guidelines?
Well, in our area, I don't know that I've seen a large uptick in that. But I can tell you that if we sweep at industrial sites, the sole reason we sweep is for either stormwater runoff regulations, if they're doing things like chemicals or plants, like coal plants and things like that, or to maintain certification from certain OEMs or suppliers that they may be working with that require, they have cleanliness or compliance ordinances that they have to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't seen a huge uptick in the regulations causing sweeping, but I tell you that all the industrial and commercial stuff that we have is because of those regulations.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a slow-moving train, but it's sure gathering momentum, especially under the new administration. You do a variety of other things, too. Run through those kinds of services that you provide. You're part of what I think would be called the new breed of sweeping companies that recognize that while you have these customers for sweeping, you can certainly do a lot more with them, and you have expanded yourself quite a lot horizontally in the marketplace. So what other kinds of things do you do?
Sure. Well, like you said, we've kind of evolved with the industry, and I guess more importantly with the customers. And so right now we do a lot of spring and fall cleanup. That would be, leaves and such. We do a lot of perimeter work. This is a natural extension of the parking lot sweeping we do. We also have extended into a lot of portering services, and we're getting a lot more requests for that, where we're not just sending a truck out, but we send an individual out to do trash can service. And when I classify that in portering, I guess I'd classify that as not just a small shopping center that has one or two cans, but shopping centers that have 20 or 30 cans,
mm-hmm.
Where it's now a significant amount of time, as well as we do a lot of hand groundwork for cigarette